The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Omniplex will soon open the first cinema Rathfarnham has seen in 60 years, and this, when we've long heard the death of movie theatres, is nigh. So how has the going to the pictures experience survived into 2024, and what can we expect from our cinemas in the future? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
There's nothing quite like a trip to the pictures.
There's just such a ritual about it. Like, I would look forward to going to the cinema more than nearly anything else.
The smell of popcorn, the comfy seats, the familiar logos rolling.
I really like watching the trailers. I get a really good kick out of that.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have popcorn. Popcorn's like part of the experience.
However, the industry has faced many threats in recent years.
I just kind of wait till they come out and then watch it at home. It's a bit handier. You can pause it, go to the bathroom, do whatever you need.
If you're going after payday, then it's worth it. But otherwise, it's usually just worth watching it illegally.
And audiences have begun to forget how to share the experience together.
One time I was at the cinema and someone brought a full Eddie Rockets in and started using their phone torch to go through it and like dole it out to the people.
So why are new movie theatres still opening here in Ireland?
We've just commenced work on our new 5-screen Omniplex in Nutgrove.
And what will save the cinema into the uncertain future?
Ireland and France are joint highest cinema going. Ireland pre-COVID was certainly far and away the highest admissions per capita. Cinema density in Ireland is the highest in Europe.
Mark Anderson is the director of Omniplex Cinema Group.
Cinema's had three existential crises in its lifetime over the last 110 years. Ireland used to have its over 50 or 60 million admissions per year. This year, we're probably going to be up at around 13, 14, 15 million admissions. So it is a huge step down for where cinema started off 50 or 60 years ago when television entered. There was a huge drop off. And then again, when video and DVDs came along, cinema had its second existential crisis. And to a certain extent, the advent of streaming really has given cinema pause for thought.
Despite the challenges and attendance drop-off, Omniplex will soon open a new cinema in Dublin's Rathfarnham.
The first time in 60 years, I believe, that Rathfarnham has had a cinema. The landscape cinema on Landscape Road was the last cinema, I believe, was in Rathfarnham to compete with streaming and to up the cinema experience, to bring in an elevated cinema experience, is now what cinema operators are having to do all around the world to showcase cinema in a much better light than you would maybe in your own home, but also to justify the increased cost of going to the cinema to get people out.
There's no name in Ireland more associated with luxury cinema than the Stella.
People have kitchens, but they still go to restaurants. We apply that to the cinema industry, and we're looking at providing an experience that makes people say, yeah, I could watch it on a streaming service, or I could go and have a really nice night out.
Carl Geraghty is head of Stella Cinemas.
For our end of things, the cinema itself is as much of an attraction as the film. So it's more of the, you know, cocktails, the nicer seats, a higher level of customer service, fresh food served to your seat. So we're very different from what you can get on streaming. You know, the way Stella is now is a restoration of the way that it was in 1923. It was the idea that, you know, the glamour of going out, that, you know, people might even get dressed up to go to the cinema, or it might be something, you know, most of our tickets are booked well in advance. So it's something that you're looking forward to doing, and it's, you know, a bit of an occasion. And I think that, you know, I wasn't around to see it, but in my head, when I think of the golden age of cinema, it's that. It's something really special. It's a night out. It's really magical. And that's, you know, what we hope to create.
Returning to the heyday of cinema does seem to be securing, if not its future, then certainly its present.
We'd show classic films with live scores. We'd show the Dirty Dancing, Grease type, Fantastic Mr. Fox, all those big hits, you know, cultural classics.
Peter O'Brien is the director of cultural events company Happenings.
Open air cinema is one of our main events over the years. We work in public parks all around Ireland, Merrion Square, Fitzwilliam Square, St Anne's Park, and then Cork, we'd be in Fitzgerald's Park, we do People's Park in Galway. And yeah, people love open air cinema. It's a buzz of a way to watch a film, you know, because you're outdoors, you've got the stars above you, and it's just very different. And the reason I started it was because it was just a real pub culture Ireland, and there was very little else, pubs and kind of nightclubs. So people just were looking for new ways of being Irish, really, I suppose. You know, the alternatives to pubs and alcohol and nightclubs are the arts, those kind of cultural experiences and well-being, really. That's what entertainment is becoming more and more.
Irish people are drinking less, but Peter thinks there's also more obvious reasons we're gravitating back to the cinema.
In the winter, we'd do a lot of cinema because the lights are gone by 4 or 5 o'clock. So it's a very popular thing to do in the winter. And then Irish people love the arts and are outstanding in the arts for the size of our population per capita. So, you know, we always punch way above our weight when it comes to music and writing and film. Look at the amount of Irish movie stars there are at the moment, and specifically. So that draws people to the cinema when there's an Irish name, like Paul Mescal is all over the place these days. The world premiere of Gladiator was here. So all those things add to the popularity, yeah.
I mean, let there be no doubt about it, like Irish talent and Irish filmmakers across the board are a driving force now in international cinema. They're major players.
Esther McCarthy is a freelance film journalist.
People like Saoirse Ronan, Paul Mescal, Andrew Scott, our own Cillian Murphy, of course, an Oscar winner at the moment. Like, they are driving really interesting projects. I think it's fascinating to me that Cillian, the first thing he did when he won his Oscar was turn producer for the first time and be instrumental in adapting Claire Keegan's Small Things Like These for the screen, you know, coming back, telling an Irish story, bringing it to the world. So I think we have very smart people working in the Irish screen industry at the moment. And it's a very, very exciting time. And I do know from talking to casting agents and people working on the ground here that calls come in going, who's the next Saoirse? Who's coming up? Because people are excited about what's happening in the Irish screen industry at the moment.
Having Irish talent on screen is definitely helpful. But Esther says movie theatres have worked really hard to keep going over the last few years.
The writer's strike and the actor's strike in the US were very significant because it was just the, you know, the industry was in a period of recovery following the pandemic. And then these two massive, very high profile strikes happened and Hollywood basically shut down for a period of many, many months. So that meant for cinemas that there were no new movies coming on stream or very few movies coming on stream. So I think really film companies and cinema owners here in Ireland have had to really diversify in the past few years to keep business floating and buoyant. You're seeing a growth in interest in repertoire. Ballet is really popular at this time of year. You would see maybe the Moscow State Ballet doing performing Swan Lake and people who can't go to see that in person or a big West End show in person can now watch it in the cinema. I think you're also seeing at this time of year, especially a lot of programming around kind of nostalgic Christmas films we would have loved. So I suppose they, you know, people are relying less on traditional release schedules and dates and just diversifying a little. And I know Cork International Film Festival, which just wrapped there, do a culinary thing every year where they have a food themed film on the programme and they will organise a dinner themed around that film that people can go to before or after the movie. I know that that's been very popular in Cork for the last couple of years. So I think you will see things like that coming in more.
The release of Moana 2 last weekend broke blockbuster records. And with Inside Out 2 and the Lion King sequel still to be released, Mark Anderson of Omniplex has described this December as cinema's boom time. But as we return to the pictures, does our cinema etiquette need a refresher too?
I think cinema etiquette has always been a hot potato. I think it is a hot potato at the moment, actually, because people are encouraging people to sing at the Wicked screenings. And there is a camp of, yes, let's sing. It's a musical. It's joyful. And there's a camp of you're not in your living room now. Would you actually shut up? So I think it's really interesting. I think etiquette has always been an issue. And I think it can put audiences off, actually. I have seen a lot of dialogue around the fact that people are being put off going to the cinema. So it's very hard to police, I think, for cinema owners, other people's bad behaviour. Thinking of the late George Byrne, who did a list of cinema etiquette, and I think there were three or four things on it. One, shut up. Two, eat your dinner before you go out. Behave, I suppose, around others as you would like them to behave around you.
And that report on a new Irish cinema opening in Rathfarnham from Sarah Madden.